The annual Missouri State Fair in Sedalia celebrates everything agriculture in Missouri. Joining us in this morning's KMZU Newsmaker is Carrie Mergen, the marketing director for the Missouri State Fair, to highlight some of the features of the ever-popular Ag Expo.
Agriculture is at the core of the mission of the State Fair. It has been since the fair started in 1901. We like to think of the fair as an extension of the ag classroom, so we want to offer opportunities for fairgoers to learn about ag, and well, they're having some fun as well. And so our goal is to immerse fairgoers in ag at every turn. We have lots of demonstrations that take place, some great partners that put on some awesome demonstrations and activities during the fair. One of my favorites is Wine 101 by Missouri Wines. We have demos in the floriculture building, demonstrations in the home ec building on our consumer showcase stage, other demos in the MOAG Theater by the University of Missouri Extension on healthy food and eating smart on the go. And then, of course, you can't forget all of the livestock and competitive exhibits that we have every day. I encourage folks to take some time during the fair to go check out a livestock show. If you've never sat and watched those exhibitors and all the hard work that they put in with that livestock.
What are some more of the activities that guests can do at the Ag Venture exhibit?
Ag Venture is coordinated by the folks at the Missouri Department of Agriculture, who actually facilitate the Ag building for us here on the fairgrounds. It was new last year. What it does is it allows families and kids to walk through the Ag Venture experience in the Ag building. So taking what the exhibits that are in the Ag building and making a scavenger hunt of sorts for kids. It's really geared for kids age 5 to 12 to learn about the diversity of Missouri agriculture.
Now, something called the Missouri Grown Market will be at the Ag Expo. Can you tell us about that and what kind of food visitors will be able to buy?
The Missouri Grown Market is also in the Ag building. We had moved it out a couple years ago, but it was back last year, and definitely I think it has found its home for sure in the Ag building. And it features products that are grown, raised, or processed by members of the Missouri Grown Program, which is a program through the Department of Agriculture. They are going to have products for sale, such as meat sticks, rice, honey, jams and jellies, flavored sodas. Any product that is produced by a Missouri Grown member. They also have samples, and they also will give you a coupon at the market that you can use for breakfast or lunch at what's called the Missouri Grown Bistro, which is located in the Taylor Woods Youth Center. It's a farm-to-table type restaurant. Features some great options for fairgoers, including some healthy options. So if you're coming to the fair and you're looking, you've eaten too many corn dogs the day before and you want to come and have a nice salad or something like that, that's the place to go.
So 4-H and FFA are big organizations in Missouri. Will they be participating in the expo at all?
4-H and FFA certainly have a great presence at the State Fair, and we're very proud of the partnerships that we have with them. They are the core of the Missouri State Fair for sure, and those youth certainly are the future of our state and of agriculture industry in general. 4-H and FFA have a variety of ways to participate at the fair, livestock shows, building exhibits. We also have a lot of 4-H and FFAers that help us through service.
To find out more about the Ag Expo at the upcoming Missouri State Fair, visit our website at kmzu.com. For KMZU, I'm Dan Watson.